Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Where does boldness for Christ emerge when a person is in high school? Clarissa Aguilar gave her life to Jesus when she was 13. Coming to Christ, well, at any age, brings potential for God's transformational work. Indeed, it is so in her life, as she will testify today. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, dear one, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know His love, His grace, His power, His salvation, that God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched Clarissa Aguilar, is here reaching out to you, dear friend, calling you. Jesus is calling you. Would you respond to Him? That's our prayer and our hope today. Clarissa Aguilar recently graduated from Edison High School in Stockton, California. She's been the president of the school's Christian club called Vikings for Christ. She's been president for 3 years. She is known for carrying her pink Bible and has a prayer box in her club for any students needing prayer. Clarissa, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Where did you spend most of your time growing up? I mentioned Stockton, but was there anywhere else, or where in Stockton, if indeed it was there?
I was born in Riverside, and my family moved down to Stockton when I was young. I was probably like one years old, so I basically grew up in Stockton, on the south side of Stockton. If you guys would ever come to Stockton, it's kind of more of the rough area of Stockton. I was raised on the south side of Stockton my whole life, but it was a good place to grow up.
Why is it, Clarissa, I'm just getting this sense, you know, I travel to Chicago quite often, and they always talk about the south side of Chicago, and now it's the south side of Stockton. Why is it that the south side is always the rough side?
I don't know. I think, for us, it's, I don't know. It's south side of Stockton. I don't know.
Is that how it is in, well, in Honolulu, sometimes it's the, could be the.
Would that be the Eva side, the west side?
The west side, yeah.
There's no north, there's south.
South Boston, maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is a Christian, Clarissa, that you really admire? A Christian role model?
A Christian role model is my youth pastors, Pastor Luis and Sister Katrina. They have really inspired me. I came into the church because I didn't grow up in the church, but I came into the church when I was 12 years old. I didn't really know how to pray, didn't really know how to do a lot of things, you know, read my Bible. But when I got saved, those were my youth pastor, Pastor Luis and Sister Katrina. They modeled what it meant to have a relationship with God. They modeled what it meant to be unashamed for God. And those two people have been so inspiring to me to keep on going, to keep on fighting, even when it got hard, because I've seen them go through some things, have loved ones lost in their families, but they kept on going. They kept on worshiping God. And honestly, like, those two people are the ones why I'm still here today.
Mm-hmm. Take us back 12, 13 years old. How did you become a follower of Jesus Christ?
Well, like I said, I didn't really grow up in church. My mom, when she was younger, she kind of came in and out of church, our ministry, Victory Outreach. And she kind of came in and came out, but it wasn't really faithful. So when I was born, we only came like for Christmas or Easter. And they kind of taught us, okay, Jesus, you know, you have respect for him. If someone comes and prays for you, just bow your head. So that's all I knew about God. Like, okay, God is the one that created. Jesus was his son. That's all I knew. And it wasn't until my dad, he went to prison. My dad went to prison, and that turned my family upside down. And I remember my oldest brother would never come home. When he did, he would always fight with my mom all the time. So that grew me like a hatred. Like, my family was falling apart. My mom became an alcoholic. She would drink every weekend, and that made me angry. That made me mad that my dad left, that my family was messed up. I had a lot of insecurities. Like, even when I went to school, I got bullied for my weight, bullied because I had a little stutter, or it was like a big stutter, and I got bullied because of that. So even on top of my family, I when I went to school, it didn't help either. And I had a lot of insecurities. I didn't have confidence. I went through a season of depression, went through a season of looking for love because I was trying to find somebody to tell me that I was beautiful, someone to tell me that it's okay to be who I am. And I went through that season, and it wasn't until my grandma was a drug addict. My grandma was a drug addict, and one day she called my mom, and she was like, "Hey, Candy, like, God saved me. Like, I'm no longer, I don't have a desire for that no more." And my mom was tired. My mom was tired of drinking, tired of fighting, tired of doing all these things. So my grandma invited us to church. So we went to church, Victory Outreach Stockton. We went there, and in November 2012, my mom gave her life to God. And we seen a whole change in her. Just, she didn't drink no more. She didn't fight as much with us no more. And she tried to take us to church, but I was young. I didn't really know a lot about church. All I knew was what my friends had told me. And my friends were all Catholic, and they would always tell me, like, "Oh, church is boring. Like, I don't want to be there." So in my mind, when I went, it was kind of just like, it's boring. Like, I don't want to be there. Like, good, like, okay, God saved my mom. Like, that's good for her, but I want to do my own thing. And it wasn't until we had a convention at our church for the youth, and it's our gang convention, and it's that our youth is called God's Anointed Now Generation. And my mom asked if I wanted to go, and I was like, "Oh, like, I don't know, like, I don't know." And then afterwards, I told her no. I was like, "No, like, it's okay." But it's so amazing how God works. I remember I was in seventh grade, and this new girl came in. This new girl came to our school, and on the first day, she opened her Bible right there at lunch, and I noticed that. God showed me it. And I went up to her, and I was like, "Hey, like, are you Christian or Catholic?" And she told me, she's like, "Oh, I'm Christian." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Like, I go to a Christian Christian church." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, that's good." And then I left. And months later, we were together, and we were just talking. And I asked her again. And I was like, "Oh, do you still go to church?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I still go." And she told me, I asked her, I was like, "Oh, what church do you go to?" She's like, "Oh, Victory Outreach Lodi." And I was like, "Oh, I'm from the same ministry. Like, I go to, but Victory Outreach Stockton." And she's like, "Oh, like, that's good. Like, are you going to the youth conference?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know." And it's so amazing how God works, because God spoke into her to speak into my life, and she encouraged me to go. And after that talk, I was excited. I went home and I told my mom. I was like, "Mom, like, I want to go. Like, I don't know why, but I want to go." And I didn't know nobody from my church. Like, I don't even, still don't know why I went. But God provided finances for me to go. God provided everything, transportation, everything for me to go. And I remember the first night of our conference, I just went up to the altar and I just lifted up my hands. And for the first time, I felt God. For the first time, I didn't feel depressed no more. I didn't feel angry no more. I felt peace and I felt his love. And just for the first time, God just showed me his love. And I tried to find love in guys. Like, I went from guy to guy, just searching for that. But this kind of love was so much different than that. And I remember just walking out of the place after the service, and I felt different. I had joy. Like, it was a pureness of joy that I couldn't explain. And I remember when I came home, we went out. We went out to dinner, and my sister looked at me, and she was like, "Man, there's something different about you." And I was like, "Yeah, like, God changed my life. Like, he filled me up." And she's like, "What? Like, what?" And I was like, "Yeah, like, people seen something different in me." And ever since that, I remained in the ministry. I remained with God. And I never want to turn back, because he took me from that life of depression, from that life of anger. He even restored my family. He even restored my family, because that year that I got saved was the same year that my dad came back home. And man, God has surely been so good to me. And yeah, so that's how I came.
Danny, wouldn't you like to bottle this up? This is wonderful.
Clarissa Aguilar, you're listening to a testimony of God's transformational grace and power in the life of Clarissa at the age of 13. And she has been on fire for the Lord and been impacting the lives of others. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from her. Clarissa recently graduated from Edison High School in Stockton, California. She is, this summer, she's heading to Bible College at UTC, Urban Training Center. She possibly hopes to pursue a career in teaching. Wouldn't you like to have someone like that teaching?
For sure.
Teaching your child, teaching a family member, influencing them. Well, she has certainly, like Suzanne says, wouldn't you like to bottle up that energy while she's here with us? Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, not only did the Lord touch the heart of her grandmother, the Lord, through her grandmother, reached her mother. And during that same time, God was already working in the heart of Clarissa Aguilar, especially during a time when her father was sent away to prison. And God sent someone from the same ministry but a different location to her school. She was reading the Bible, and Clarissa Aguilar was attracted somehow to that. And as they talked, it led to going to a camp, and the Lord Jesus met her there at that camp, and not only did the Lord touch her, the Lord has restored her family. Can you imagine one person coming to the Lord Jesus and a whole family being impacted with the love of Christ? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thank you for joining us today. Maybe you're tuning in right now or perhaps caught the tail end of that last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can download the podcast and listen to it and share it. I would say share it with a family member or friend. Clarissa, your pink
Hello.
Bible. Why do you carry a pink Bible around school?
It was really because I got saved when I was in eighth grade, and when I went to school, when I went to high school, I was just trying to find my place in that school. I was trying to find where I belonged, and God kept reminding me that I was not of this world. I was not like anybody else. And I remember one of my friends, she told me that she carried her Bible around, and people would notice it and ask her questions about God, ask her questions about, you know, just her faith. And I wanted to be the light of my school. I wanted to just, I didn't want to just go to school. I wanted to be, I want people to see Christ in me. So I decided to pull out my Bible and put it on my desk through every class. And sometimes when I didn't have nothing to do, I would just read it. And reading, and a lot of people has questions about God. A lot of people has questions about faith, and it opened the door. It opened the door to ask that question. It opened the door for me to share my faith even more. So that is basically why I carried my Bible.
When did the Lord guide you to seek to be the president of the Vikings for Christ Club?
It was like how I said, I wanted to be the light. And I remember I came because they already had Vikings for Christ, the Vikings for Christ Club already established. But I went a couple of times, but it was kind of just like a hangout. It wasn't really, you know, I didn't hear the preaching of God. I didn't hear nothing about that. And I would go in and I would pull out my Bible and I just begin teaching them. Like, a lot of people that went to that club didn't even know about God. And I would just begin teaching them. And the teacher, the advisor for the club, seen that. And so when the year was about to end, she came up to me and she asked me. And she said, oh, like, how about you become the president of this club? And I was really hesitant at first because I was like, oh, I was only saved for a year. So I didn't really know a lot. I didn't know how to run a club. I still had insecurities, like I still had fears inside of me, and I didn't really know what to do or what to expect. And after that talk with the teacher, I went up to Katrina, Sister Katrina, and I told her what took place, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do this, and she encouraged me to do it. She encouraged me to pray for it, and she told me, because I was really scared of doing it, because I was like, I don't know how to run it, and she told me, if God puts you in that place, then he will provide everything you will need. And I went up and I said yes. And there was another girl actually running for the position as a president. And somehow, some way, God made a way for me to become president. And it was just an honor to do it. And I really wanted to show people who Christ was through the club. And yeah.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
How were you inspired to pray? Now, you pray in front of the school, right?
Every
every week for teachers, students, the city of Stockton. Now, how were you led to do that?
I was really led. I started that when I was, I believe, a junior. I started that 2 years ago because I really, I had the club. I would pass out flyers. I had my Bible on my desk, but I just needed something. It was a battle at school. I was facing a battle at school, and in my head, I was like, okay, if I go into the battle without prayer, then I would just lose. I would lose this battle. And I was like, you know what? I need to take out what God has given to me, and that's prayer, to fight against the enemy, because a lot of people go through things. A lot of people face things. So when they could see, like, somebody's actually praying for me, it changes up something. When they could see, man, somebody's right there taking her time, waking up super early to go before school to pray, then, man, it changed something. It changed people's perspectives. It changed teachers' perspectives. It opened up the question, like, why are you praying? What are you doing? Even when I carried on, because when I started that, I really just didn't really want to pray. I wanted to pray for people's prayer requests. So that's how I started with a prayer box. And I just got a shoe box. I painted it a bright blue so everybody could notice that box. And I put prayer requests. And I did that because I knew that people go through things. They might not say it, but they go through things. And I just began carrying it, and people would ask me, what is that prayer box? What is prayer? What do you do with our needs? And I would just tell them, look, prayer, I will pray for you for whatever. If it's your family, if it's you, if you just need to pass some classes, I'll pray for you. And a lot of kids asked me, okay, you pray for it once, do you just throw it away? Like, and I was like, no, I keep praying for it till your miracle happens, to your family get saved, to you pay, pass your classes. So that's why I started praying that at my school. That's why I started carrying a prayer box, because I wanted to fight for my generation. I wanted to show people that prayer works. Miracles could happen. God would do something mighty if a generation just sits down and prays. And yeah.
Suzanne?
I'm just absolutely loving this, and I'm thinking about her grandmother and her mother, excuse me, her family, her dad. Thank you, Lord, for just scooping up Clarissa and just loving her. The wisdom that he's given you, honey, is just remarkable, and the courage. It's just beautiful. I love hearing all of this.
What kind of prayer requests have you received through the years?
I got prayer requests from a young girl who told me that she was thinking about committing suicide. And she passed me, and she gave me it. And she was like, can you please pray for me? And I was like, yes, like, I can. And I got another prayer request from another girl saying her mom just passed away and she's going through it. And these are people I see every single day, and I didn't even know that they're going through that. Prayers from my family. One of my loved ones has cancer. Prayers for, man, just help me get through this week. Prayers for just a lot of things, family, school, family, school, friends even. They will go and put a prayer request for their very own friend to be like, pray for this person because they're going through a bad route. I even had teachers come up and say, hey, can you pray for my family or my daughter? So, yeah, a variety of prayers that were being put in the box.
And how about God's answers to those prayers? Can you share some of the mighty things that the Lord has done as you prayed?
Yeah, one of my friends that said her dad had cancer, I began praying a lot, so much for her dad, to be healed. And weeks later, after she gave me that, she told me that her dad was getting better, that somehow, some way, her dad was getting better. There was another prayer request for my friend's mom. She was pregnant, and the doctors told her that if she had the baby, then her mom has a chance of not living. And I remember I just began praying, and my friend, when her mom was in labor, my friend texted me, and she told me, and I stopped everything, and I just began praying, and then hours went by, and I didn't hear from her, so I was like, come on, God, and she called me, and she's like, man, somehow, some way, like, my mom is still here, and she was smiling, and through these prayers, people have faith. People see who God is through this, and just a variety of people who are just going through it. Their families that are just going through it. I pray for them, and they just tell me like, "Hey, my family's just doing better. We haven't been fighting as much lately. We've been loving each other lately, and it's just amazing what God could do."
Well, you're an inspiration to your friends. You're an inspiration to your teachers, I'm sure, the teachers, the faculty, even the administration. Even if they're wondering what is going on, they might not know how to put it all together, but the Lord is working powerfully through you. And I'll say this too, I mean, I'm touched. Oh. I'm inspired by your example.
Yes.
Clarissa, and the Lord is ministering to Suzanne and me, mm-hmm. and our listeners today as you share. And I want to follow your example of how you love the Lord and how the Lord is working through you. So when we come back from our break, well, you're listening to Clarissa Aguilar. Clarissa just graduated from Edison High School in Stockton, California. As you can tell, she has a great future ahead of her with the hand mm-hmm. of God and the hand of God's grace. There is a time in our program when we are going to go into prayer, and I can't think of anything better at this point than to ask Clarissa, a young woman of prayer, to pray for you, to pray for us. And as we go to break, Clarissa, know that our hearts are for you, and our prayer is for God's continued grace, strength, protection, and provision for you, Clarissa. More from Clarissa Aguilar when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, she's been the president of the Vikings for Christ Club, the Christian Club, at her school, Edison High School, there in Stockton, California. She recently graduated from Edison. I'm talking about Clarissa Aguilar, a young woman of faith and prayer, a heart for her classmates and their teachers and the administration there at her school. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Clarissa Aguilar, we're graced to have her with us today. Suzanne?
Clarissa, I'm just feeling like your joy, your excitement, your love is so contagious. I'm curious to know, with your Christian club that you were blessed to be the president, did some of the students, any of the students, come alongside you? And are they sharing this with other students?
Yes, a lot of them did. A lot of them got to see who Christ was through this, and I even have some of my friends that asked me, hey, can I speak at the club? They begin getting inspired. They begin growing a relationship with them, with God, and wants to share who God is in their lives to other people. So a numerous amount of people came and worked beside me, and when I would go and pray for my school, a lot of them will come and pray with me. So they really got inspired to build a relationship with God and to love God and share who Christ is because I stepped out, because God used me in that way.
That's so wonderful. Is it a public or a private school?
It's a public school.
Which makes it even more wonderful.
Clarissa, you're a leader in your junior high ministry. They're at Victory Outreach, right? Now,
yeah.
What are junior high young people, students, what are they most interested in?
They're most interesting, honestly, with everything. If you with our ministry, it was kind of hard going from high school ministry and then going at my church and then preaching to junior hires, because they're kind of more, they're silly, they're kind of, you could just start yelling and all of them just start yelling. They're more crazy. And they're just into when you make it exciting. You know, what I've realized when I would go to preach to the junior hires, I couldn't just preach to them. I needed to bring illustrations. I needed to ask them questions, to get them excited for God, make God attractive and not just boring, not just talking to them and not just preaching to them, but making it exciting. Like this Sunday, I actually preached inside of our junior hires service, and I show little clips of movies. And from those clips of those movies, I just began preaching to them through those clips. And they were excited to watch the movie, and then they heard the preaching and how it came together with the movie, and that's what they liked.
What clips of what movies? And maybe give us an example of what you use and how you explained it.
What I use, Moana. It's the Disney movie. Mm-hmm. And I used it because at the beginning of the movie, she was called to the water. You know, she always wanted to go to the water, but her dad didn't want her to go to the water. So her dad tried to make her into who he thought she was supposed to be. And I showed them that clip. And I began preaching to them and telling them, hey, God has a plan for you. God has a calling. Don't let this world try to make you something else. Because no matter what, God's plan for your life will always come to pass. You might think you're too little. You might think you're too small. But God will always come to pass. There's something different in you. And even when she, were moments where she, in the movie, in the clips, moments where she didn't think like how she didn't know how she was going to do it. But I told them, like, no matter what, God is going to do it for them. God is going to, no matter how much you run, no matter how much things will happen, God's plan will always overcome everything. And that's how I kind of used it, in those clips.
Clarissa, what kind of challenges do junior high friends that you preach to, what kind of challenges do they face?
Junior hires, they face a lot of identity, knowing who are they. You know, they're barely growing up. They're going to go into high school. So our job as the junior high ministry is to show them, to instill, to show them who are they in Christ, to show them that they're not like their friends. They don't have to go and date. They don't have to go and go to parties. They have friends that cuss. They have friends. A lot of them, they have friends that drink at such a young age. They have friends that smoke weed at such a young age, and they are facing with temptations. They're facing with, should I serve God or should I not? Should I do what my friends are doing or should I not? So I basically preach to them that they're not called to be like this world. I try to show them that those friends that are tempting them to do bad are not godly friends, are not friends. They need to get friends that encourage them, that lift them up, that cheer for them and to help them walk with God.
How do you relate? How do you relate with the struggles others your age may be facing?
I relate because I've been through some things in my life. You know, I've been through heartbreaks. I've been through depression. I've been through a broken family. And honestly, when I talk to somebody and when I... Because I try to not judge people, but I try to really listen to them and really understand where they're coming from. And that's, and through them talking to me and listening, that's where I could kind of like, okay, I've been through that. Okay, I've been through this, but maybe I didn't go through that, but I could still minister in that way. And yeah.
Pastor Luis and Sister Katrina, how much time do you spend with them, say, on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis, let me think. well, I go to church with them, so I usually see them. We have Bible study on Tuesday at their house, so I spend time with them there. Wednesday, we go to church, so I I kind of spend time with them on Wednesdays, but Fridays are a youth service, so I try to just surround myself with them. And it's just a lot. We spend time. Even Sister Katrina works at my school. So some days where I have a bad day, I would just go up to her and just talk to her. And,
being such a strong Christian witness on a campus, like Suzanne mentioned or asked about public school, private school, I would just imagine it's tough anywhere around, but maybe especially at a public school in a very strong way. What kind of resistance have you faced because of your faith?
A lot. even just pulling out my Bible, when I just first started pulling out my Bible, there was a lot of people that would tell me, like, go over there. Like, I don't want a Christian girl around me. Like, go over there, put that Bible away. There were people who told me that I was dumb, that there was people that told me that all I wanted to do was judge them, and a lot of things, people who made fun of me, you know, for preaching about God, they would just make fun of me and mock me. There were some people who just told me, like, Clarissa, like, just be quiet, we get it, you go to church, you love God, okay, just be quiet. And a lot of people, I faced even losing friends who were a bad influence for me, were a really bad influence for me, and they kind of pushed me aside because they're like, oh, like, you don't go to parties like us, you don't do this like us, and they kind of pushed me aside. So I lost friends for it. I lost friends for it. I lost classmates, a lot of things for it. I even went through a season where I would just walk around alone because because everybody pushed me away. But something that's so amazing is that was my freshman year. My sophomore year was really bad. But going up to my senior year, those people who mocked me, those people who told me to be quiet, those people were the ones that were coming to the club. Those people were the ones that were asking me to pray for them. I even had people, when I was barely pulling out my Bible, they would tell me, Clarissa, like, just stop acting how you're acting. Like, just stop it. Like, this is just a phase for you. And as I walked the stage, this year, as I walked the stage, they got to see that it wasn't just a phase, but this is my lifestyle, and this is, God really changed me. And that's what I faced.
Well, when we come back from our break, Clarissa, I'd like to ask for you to pray for our listeners. Some may be challenged right now, and as they listen to you, something happens in their heart. They are moved. They are touched by God. They are touched by your boldness. They are touched by your sensitivity. They are touched by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit working powerfully through you. Suzanne is touched. I'm touched. But especially as you talk about challenging times, people are facing challenges today. So can we ask you to pray when we come back from our break?
Yes, I will.
Clarissa Aguilar, ministering to you, dear friend, to Suzanne, to me, to us, as the Lord, through the clarity, through the purity and powerful faith that she exudes, all by the grace and strength of the Lord. Dear one, the presence of Christ is with you, with us during this time, in this moment of our lives, and he sends Clarissa Aguilar to minister. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, Clarissa Aguilar's friends thought that it was all a face. They said, hey, you know, put your Bible away. I mean, geez, it's not going to last. I mean, your devotion to Christ, you know, it's. I see you're doing that now, but it's all going to change. Well, those who tried to push her on the side, those who tried to ignore her, those who tried to say that her faith really wasn't as substantial as she made out to be. Well, when she walked across the stage at graduation, they saw that her faith in Christ was as strong then as it was a few years before. And not only that, but it was these friends who asked her to minister to them. For prayer, for a word of encouragement. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. It's been a delight listening to Clarissa share her story with us. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, Clarissa Aguilar from Stockton, California. I guess they would say something to the effect of "Go Vikings!" There, mm-hmm. Vikings for Christ is yep. Her Christian club. Clarissa, what do you believe God would have you say to someone right now who's going through a really difficult time?
What God would have me say is that God is with you. You may feel at those moments in your life that where is God? Because sometimes life does get hard. Sometimes we don't understand why we go through what we go through. But He is with you. You know, even when you get tired, even when you feel like just giving up on God, He is with you. In Exodus 14:14, it reads like this. It says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Sometimes during our rough times in our season, sometimes we just need to be still and let God take control. Because sometimes we want to take control of what's going on. We want to stop what's going on. But we have to allow God to move inside of our lives, because sometimes those storms could give us grow our faith. The things that we go through could grow who we are in Christ, and God just wants to move inside of your life. Yeah.
Can you quote that scripture again, please?
Yes. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14:14.
Well, as you declare that, as you share that, can you pray? Pray for us. Pray for someone right now. It might be a mom struggling with a situation with her family, a dad at work, maybe a financial challenge, uncertainty, maybe a high school student, maybe a grandma, like your grandma. But someone in need right now, Clarissa, could you please pray?
Father God, I just come before you, and I just pray, God, that you will move, God, through this radio station. You will continue to move through it, Father God, and I pray for every listener, my God. God, I pray, God, for the high school student, God, who wants to stand up for you, God, who wants to share the love of Christ, but they're afraid, my God. My God, I pray that you will fill them up with courage. I pray, God, that you will show them, Father God, that you will be with them, God, through everything, my God, that you will be the voice inside of them, my God. And I just pray, God, for that family. I pray, God, for that mom, for that grandma, Father God, for that father who is fighting for their family, God. God, and I just pray that you are a God that restores. You are a God that heals, Father God. And I just pray that you will restore that family, my God. That you will use that mom, that you will use that grandma, Lord God, that dad, to be the light, God, to their kids, to be the light, God, to their family, Father God. And I just pray for everyone who may just be going through a rough season in their lives, Father God. I pray that you will give them a breakthrough. God, I pray that you will move inside of their lives, God, that you will show them that when we are weak, God, you are a strength, Father, that no matter what may come our way, God, you will give us the victory. And I just pray for this radio station. Continue to use it. God, bless them, Father God. God, help them, God. God, to get more speakers, God. Oh, Lord God, I just pray that you will just move, God, like never before. God, bring a revival. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I believe the Lord not only hears but answers prayer. And I believe the Lord is heard your prayer, and he continues to hear your prayers, Clarissa, and answers your prayers. I'm just so touched and moved, and I'm so grateful. Suzanne, you had a question about scripture. I mean, she mentioned Exodus, but...
Yes, I wondered, Clarissa, if you have a favorite scripture.
Oh, my favorite scripture would probably... Hold on, let me get my Bible.
Okay.
Romans 8:37, I believe. Sorry, I got a new Bible, so it's a new translation. But it says, knowing all these things, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that's one of my favorite scriptures, because when I go through things, God reminds me that I'm more than a conqueror, that I could conquer the land. And yeah, that's my favorite.
Thank you. And one more quick question. Is your grandmother still living?
Yes, my grandma is still living.
So she must be filled with the joy that she sees Jesus in you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, she tells me all the time.
That's
She's
wonderful.
Very grateful.
Thank you.
What do you enjoy? You're on fire, just enthusiastic with the joy of the Lord. Clarissa, what do you enjoy doing when you have spare time, when you're for recreation, or what do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy just praying. I love praise, and I love to pray and just worship. I actually play the keyboard, so in those moments, I just begin worshiping God. I play a song, and I just begin worshiping, because God is truly my best friend, and I love to talk to him, and I love to just stay in his presence, because it's continuing to remind me that I shouldn't be where I am at today. It's only by the grace of God that I'm here. It's only by the grace of God that I do what I do, and that's what I love to do.
How did you learn to play the keyboard?
I actually learned to play the keyboard from another one of my youth leaders. His name is Mikey Rodriguez. He plays for our church, and I remember I just found an interest in it. I just wanted to learn how to do it because I thought it sounded super nice, and I asked him. I asked him to teach me, and he took time out of his day every Thursday to begin teaching me how to play the keyboard. And then for Christmas, I asked my parents to buy me one, and that's how I got started.
Well, you have the worshipful spirit that you have, the love that you have for the Lord.
The joy.
And in the face of adversity, too, Suzanne.
Yes.
And it's not been all... a smooth path for her, even
yes.
at school, and now school and Bible college and possibly teaching. So, Suzanne, could you just say a quick prayer for Clarissa before we close?
Yes, Heavenly Father, thank you with all my heart for this opportunity to hear from Clarissa today. Lord, I'm sorry it came through some very difficult times in her life, but clearly, Lord, you do have the plan. You have a plan for all of us, and Clarissa has made that so clear. I thank you for her grandmother, for her mother, for Clarissa, and now all those that you are bringing to Christ through her. So I ask you to bless her. I pray that the Bible college goes well. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you have captured her heart in the most remarkable, wonderful way. And I just ask you to continue to bless her and use her to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hope-filled words from Clarissa Aguilar. We thank you very much for being with us. And there's no better time than right now, my friend, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video I put together for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Pray and ask the Lord how He would have you respond. And I thank you in advance. Proverbs 21:28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Clarissa Aguilar. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.